Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A mild evening is settling across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Haifa is experiencing a cool night, perfect for a walk. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Walla, unceasing alarms in the north, as an IDF drone exploded in Israeli territory. The IDF spokesperson announced that explosive drones were launched towards forces in southern Lebanon, with the Air Force intercepting one. Also, from Ynet, Saudi Arabia launched covert attacks on Iran earlier this hour during the war. Sources say these strikes came after Iranian attacks on the kingdom, highlighting a quiet but firm response from Gulf states. Also this hour, I-24 News reports the UAE launched retaliatory strikes on Iran, both before and after a ceasefire, including one operation with Israel. Separately, JNS reports the DOJ Anti-Semitism Task Force chair urged action in NYC after a Brooklyn protest. Leo Terrell criticized city leaders following a protest outside Young Israel of Midwood, which led to arrests. And finally, from Axios, Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could aid Trump in reaching a peace deal with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT613 wrote just minutes ago that Trump claims the U.S. has Iran very much under control, hinting at either a deal or potential escalation. Meanwhile, IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, posted that Iran has set 5 conditions for U.S. negotiations, including an end to wars and the lifting of sanctions. Monica Marks, a Middle East analyst, commented moments ago on the complexities of solving tensions with Iran, suggesting that engaging Beijing might be crucial to applying pressure. Let's go deeper into today's top stories. Starting with the unceasing alarms in northern Israel, the IDF reported explosive drones targeting its forces in southern Lebanon. According to Walla, the Air Force intercepted one drone. This incident underscores the ongoing volatility along Israel's northern border, posing significant concerns for security forces and residents alike. Turning to the covert Saudi attacks on Iran, Ynet reveals that Saudi Arabia launched these strikes following Iranian aggressions. This reflects the complex dynamics in the Gulf, where countries balance retaliation with diplomatic efforts. The actions underscore the delicate security situation in the region. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights the UAE's involvement in strikes on Iran. These were conducted in cooperation with Israel amid ceasefire discussions. The strikes demonstrate the UAE's strategic stance in regional conflicts, indicating a powerful alliance with Israel. Separately, the DOJ's Leo Terrell has called for action after a protest in Brooklyn. JNS reports that the protest outside Young Israel of Midwood resulted in arrests and renewed concerns over anti-Semitism. This incident raises questions about the effectiveness of local governance in managing tensions. And finally, Trump's announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon could pave the way for broader peace initiatives. As reported by Axios, this development is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but offers a potential diplomatic breakthrough with Iran. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports an Israeli woman faced an unexpected surprise when she received a note supporting Hamas instead of her online order from Alo Yoga. This incident highlights the complexities of global commerce during heightened geopolitical tensions. Separately, Gong, an Israeli company, has exceeded $500 million in annual recurring revenue. Globes reports this milestone eases fears over AI's impact with major firms like Anthropic as customers. And finally, CTech shares insights from Kumra Capital's managing partner Boaz Dinte, who sees growth capital opportunities beyond cyber and AI. This perspective encourages investors to explore diverse sectors within Israel's dynamic economy. That's all for now. from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.